Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi, Psalm 38, Mizmor Lamed Chet. The psalm begins with a strange word in its title, Mizmor le David le Hazkir, a psalm of David to remember, to bring remembrance. The Radak, as he always does, says it refers to a musical reference, and Chacham expands on the possibility, suggesting that it might include the sound of the shofar in this song, as the word remember, v'nizkartem, is related to the day, the Yom Truah, a day of sounding the shofar. But Chacham suggests a second explanation, that the psalm was sung at the time of the offering of the mincha, the afternoon sacrifice in the temple, because another word that is used and appended to the afternoon sacrifice is the word azkara, a memorial to God. An additional perspective is offered by Hirsch and others who saw that this poem is significant enough to be a reminder for him, the psalmist, even in days of happiness and pleasure. He wants to remember a time that he was so sad that he penned this psalm. According to Chacham, the first section, verses 2 to 8, describe his malady, his sickness. The second section, 9 to 13, his loneliness. The third, 14 to 16, his silence and his waiting. The fourth section about his fear, and the final section, a prayer for salvation. The first verse reminds us immediately of Psalm 6. Let's compare. In Psalm 6, he says, Adonai al biyabcha tochicheni ve'al b'chamatcha tiyasreni. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your wrath. And in Psalm 38, it says, Adonai al b'katzbecha tochicheni ve'chamatcha Tiasreni, O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your wrath. Now the translation is the same because the word apcha and katzpecha basically mean the same thing in English. The truth is, it's not so unusual. How many times in our lives do we offer the exact same prayer to God? If anything, it's remarkable at how the 150 Psalms, they're not often repetitive. Sometimes there are a few exceptions, but on the whole, they keep finding new ways to express the same idea. The feelings of fear, despair, shame, and guilt enwrap the author, and its expression is clearly seen in these first words, which is a direct call to God to not be angry and not chastise. Why? Verse 3, Ki chitzecha nichatuvi vatinchat ala yadecha. Ein mitom bivsari mipnei zamecha, ein shalom batzamai mipnei chatati. Ki avanai avuroshi, kimasa chaved yichbedu mimeni. For your arrows stick fast in me, and your hand presses me hard. There's no soundness in my flesh because of your anger, nor is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds grow foul and fester because of my foolishness. I'm troubled. I'm bowed down greatly. I'm mourning all day long. My loins are filled with burning, and there's no soundness in my flesh. Wow. As opposed to Psalm 6, which is about his pain, suffering, confusion, and his lashing out to God for his trouble, this psalm includes his sin as the major reason for his predicament. Verses 4, 5, and 6 clearly acknowledge that the cause for his pain is his sin. He sinned, God punished, and the result is my wounds grow foul, my loins burn, my flesh has no life, I mourn all day long. We learn an important message that despite our own sin, when we are being punished, we may still turn to God to pray for expiation, or at least a lightening of the sentence. This pain leads to loneliness. He groans and laments his situation. Verse 9. Nifogoti v'nidketi ad mod sha'agti min hamat libi. Adonai negdecha kol tavati v'anchati mimcha lo nistara. Libi scharchar azavani kochi v'or enai gam hem eniti. I'm feeble and crushed. I groan because of the tumult of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my plague. My kinsmen stand far away. Those who seek after my life lay snares for me, and those who seek my hurt speak mischievous things and plot deceits all day long. The poetry is intense, the words complicated and intricate. He searches for words which bring out the torment of his heart, crushed, groaning, weakened, bewildered. Psalm 12 describes him almost as a leper. I'm sorry, not Psalm 12, verse 12. Describe him almost as a leper who would be shunned by even his closest confidants. In addition, verse 13 speaks of those who seek to assassinate him, although Sforno understands this to mean a metaphorical killing, crushing his soul. The next section, verse 14, begins with this classic Vani, but I, which contrasts his stance with those before him. Usually, it connotes, but I have faith in God, but I will be okay, but I will be judged. But here, it refers to his silence, his inability to respond, perhaps out of shame. Recall the Psalms in which he asked to be judged despite his sins. Here, he is mute, a deafening silence. Vani kicheresh lo eshma uchilem lo yiftach piv, but I am like a deaf man who does not hear. I'm like a dumb man who does not open his mouth. I was like a man who does not hear, and his mouth there are no rebukes. For you, Lord, I'm waiting for your answer, Lord, my God. Now, the final verse of this sequence opens a small window of chance that God will hear his call. He turns to God and says he waits for him alone. Only God can answer. Only God will heal. But immediately subsequent to this opening, he returns with the litany of verses describing his fears. Verse 17. Ki amarti pen yismechu li b'mot ragli alai higdilu ki ani l'sela nachon ha'machovin negdi tamid. Ki avoni agir edag mechatati, for I said, they shouldn't rejoice over me. My foot slips. They magnify themselves against me, for I'm ready to fall, and my pain is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But my living enemies are strong, and those who hate me wrongfully are many. Those who render me evil for good, and my adversaries because I follow after good. His pain and sin are constantly intricately linked throughout the psalm. These last verses are quite explicit in describing his pain, which is constantly before him. Verse 18, my pain before me always, parallels a verse which we will read in Psalm 51, in which he writes, my sin is before me always. Ki chatati lifanei tamid, negdi tamid. These seem to be interchangeable in this psalm as opposed to previous ones. Verse 19 is even more explicit when he speaks of his plans to do proper confession, which the Torah prescribes, and he is ready to fulfill with his mouth. This, with the caveat in verses 20 and 21, of individuals who might prevent him from doing so. He thus concludes, Al tazveni Adonai Elohai al tirchak mimeni, chushel ezrati Adonai teshuati. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, do not be far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation, my Yeshua. The final verses of the psalm call out to God for salvation, asking God not to leave him, distance himself from him, rather to come closer to his aid, bring him salvation. Salvation is a word we use often in psalms and in liturgy. We often consider it on a national level when thinking about redemption from Egypt or great miracles. The reality is that based on Tehillim, this psalm, salvation is a personal healing, a cry for help for one's personal God at a time of great need and turmoil. I recall my last conversation with my grandfather when visiting him in the hospital after many operations and much suffering. I asked him what he wanted, what I could get for him. He answered with one word, which was the last word I ever heard from him. He said, "A Yeshua." Salvation. Psalm 38 is a cry of a sick, suffering, stricken man, a man riddled with shame over his sins and weaknesses. He is ready to take responsibility, call out, and declare his confession in public, and he asks God for help in this endeavor. It's a very personal plea in which he writes a psalm to be read, sung, learned by all those who may experience the same sense of loneliness and distancing from God. His message is still, call out to God, for only he can bring a Yeshua. And perhaps, if you're lucky, you will receive it.